Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Step it up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of New Jersey star Jennifer Aiden, who talks about Melissa and Joe's marriage, if she thinks Teresa is ready to walk down the aisle with Louie, and her current friendship status with Margaret Josephs. How are you feeling about this season as we are like slowly nearing towards the end?
I think it's great. I think we should have had more episodes.
Yeah.
Like, I feel just like the fans do, like totally gypped. Like, I just wanted more. But I feel like that's just very telling on what a great season it was. So
totally, definitely.
Yeah, I take it as a compliment.
How are things with your parents going?
My mother and I are still not speaking. My father attempts to call her more than I do. I do not attempt. I attempted to go see her with my siblings a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And when I walked into the house, I didn't know what to expect. And she kind of had this like look of, disdain on her face. And when I saw that, I just reacted to that and, you know, it just blew up and I walked out. So
sorry.
No, that's a no.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but you know what? You don't have to be with your family for the rest of your life. I know this is like the impression that we get, but you know, there's a lot of people that have family dynamics where you love each other, but you may not like each other very much, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that's where we're at right now. So she's in therapy. So I'm hoping that she can find a way to like, find a way to have peace. Mm-hmm. And then once she kind of like gets in the groove, I would love to somehow be integrated back with her.
Yeah.
So we are actually planning a family session with our therapist by the end of this week with just me and her. Because I don't really think I can see her without a mediator, because it just gets into this, like, you know, she's not going to understand what I'm saying. I'm not going to really understand what she's saying, or at least I'm not going to agree mm-hmm. with what she's saying. And it's like, it's just better if we have a chaperone.
Yeah. Well, I'm hopeful. Hopefully that everything
I hope so
will
too.
Kind of...
Sometimes time heals all wounds.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I'm hopeful for that.
Yeah,
you know, but it takes two people have to be in their right mind. Mm-hmm. And right now she's just very angry. Mm-hmm. You know, she sees it as me taking my dad's side.
Right.
You've seen my dad. He's like so harmless. He's like that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I know for the past 10 years, he has been like that. So I don't want to say I don't absolutely know how it was growing up, and I'm not here to say how it was. I'm trying to say like now how they've been going, because at the end of the day they only have each other and they're both so lonely.
Yeah,
you know, they're both so lonely and they're both so bored, and it's like if they could find a way to just like have some kind of peace and be companions, like that's all I want.
Well, I hope it all works out. I really do.
Me too.
Yeah. It's so funny that I feel like the Real Housewives husbands of New Jersey get so much.
The best.
The best, right? Do you ever feel like they should get their own spinoff?
I mean, listen, I think it would be a great idea, but it would have to be just like them playing pranks and doing frat boy shit. Cause you know, guys as house husbands, I mean, unless they're gay, are just going to get into like all out fights and brawls and I don't know how much they talk with their words. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, things got aggressive. They're more likely to get hostile than mm-hmm. like us women. Us women, yeah, like we'll throw shade back and forth, but at the end of the day, like, don't break my nail, bitch. You know,
what did you
I paid a lot of money for this hair. Don't pull it.
Seriously, what did you think of Bill's husband tagline on Watch What Happens Live the other day? That I'm the only Bill my wife is responsible for.
Classic, and so true. The best. I was so happy with it.
Has this show ever put strain on your marriage at all? Because you see that, like, obviously we're seeing, like, you know, Melissa and Joe kind of going through some troubles in their marriage, but has this ever put a strain on your marriage at all?
I will say that the show has made my marriage better. Mm. You know, before I started the show, we had moved into this house and it was like, we were both in a routine mm-hmm. and we were on autopilot. I was doing my thing with the kids. He was providing and yeah, every now and then we made time for each other, but it's like the show forces you to deal with issues. The show forces you to communicate mm-hmm. with all your family. And because we talk about the show or we talk about like, okay, we're going to film this scene, like it's forced us. I mean, he will rearrange his schedule so he can come home and film with me. Mm-hmm. And I just process that as us spending time together.
Yeah.
And he likes it. You know, at the end of the day, that's all I ever wanted, for him to be excited about what I was doing. Because before I was always just like his support system and I was there for him as the doctor. And now that here I am, this like TV personality, and he's showing up for me. Mm-hmm. So it has made our relationship so much stronger. I mean, I see that like I've been rubbing off on him a lot. If you see him say, yeah, baby, to everybody and their mother, like, that's what we say. We say, yeah, baby. That's like a Jennifer and Bill thing. And like him and I have rubbed off on each other. So yeah, of course we fight. We've had our ups and downs in our marriage, just like anybody else. But I always tell people that like marriage is like riding waves. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's like up and sometimes it's down. But if you're willing to like hold out, at the end of the day, it'll be smooth sailing.
Definitely.
And that's how I like to tell people.
I love that. I know in the mid-season trailer, we see that you get this beautiful new ring and that he that is a stunner. Look at that is gorgeous. Oh my God.
You know, Christina, I'm not one to brag or anything, but it is 9 carats.
That's incredible. So did you guys renew your vows this season?
No, it was nothing like that. And like, I always thought like renewing vows is like totally cringe. Mm-hmm. I also think like renewing vows is like, and this is just my, please, for everybody. I think renewing vows is like a hex. You renew your vows and then a year later you get divorced. So I'm not doing that. So don't ask me to do that. Him and I are here for the long haul. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he calls me 51%. It's like his nickname for me. And I always tell him like, you know, hell have no fury like a woman scorned. Mm-hmm. So you piss me off, you cheat on me, I get half. All right, I get half. And he'll tell people like, oh, it's cheaper to keep her, you know, cheaper to keep her. So like, we're both like on the same page. Like, I got you, honey. It's a leash. It's a pretty long leash, but it's a leash all the same.
I love that. What were your thoughts this season on kind of even watching it back on Melissa and Joe? Because obviously they're going through a hard time. You know, when I spoke to Dolores, she said it's almost like Joe is having a hard time, mourning his traditional marriage in a sense.
Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, I like, didn't they want to come on the show from the beginning? Wasn't it them trying to get on the show? Now you're on this show. Now you want to sit here and complain about all the like good things that have come your way because of it. I didn't buy it really. I think their marriage is strong. That is a compliment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I'm sure he's maybe pouting because obviously a lot of this celebrity may have gotten to her head, may not. I'm not even going to go there, been there, done that. But I don't know if it was so detrimental that they were on the verge of divorce. I think their marriage is solid. I think they're both extremely in love with each other. I know they get annoyed with each other left and right, but that's what marriage is. That's mm-hmm. what true love is, when you're able to love and be annoyed all at the same time. So mm-hmm. I think their marriage is fine. I didn't buy any of that.
You didn't buy it, meaning that like you thought that they just did it for the show?
You know, I mean, like, listen, Joe likes his spot on the show, as you could quite see. Sometimes I think he should be the housewife more than her. I'm just saying. Listen, they're a great couple. They're a great couple. And he's an extremely funny guy. And having said that, he's also very emotional, obviously. Mm-hmm. So like maybe he was pouting just a little too much for the cameras. I don't know. That's just my thing.
Where do you and Melissa stand right now? Are you guys on good terms? Because it seems like you guys were fine this season.
I thought we were fine this season. And then I saw her bashing me on some publications and I didn't get that. She called me a wannabe. I mean, wannabe what? Mm-hmm. Like, what are you trying to say? I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
But, Melissa thinks I think about her. I just respond to her. I just mm-hmm. respond about her. We're on a show where we're supposed to give opinions about each other. So, you know, that's what we're here for. So you may not want to pay attention to me, but you get paid to have to pay attention to me. So it's just in this circle, you know, after once we're done filming and we're wrapped, I really couldn't care less.
Yeah.
I wish her all the best.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Teresa and Louis? I mean, we finally get to meet him. It looks like you guys have spent time with the two of them as well. And it seems like she's really, really happy.
I'm extremely happy for her. They're great. He's a great guy. Bill and him are friends. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy for her.
Do you think marriage in the future for the two of them?
They're in love. Yeah. They're in love. I mean, you know, she hasn't said anything to me, but I know they're both madly in love. Whether mm-hmm. marriage comes next, I mean, she's got to assess what's best for her, but you know, I know they're in love.
Yeah.
So I could say that.
Do you regret how you reacted to Margaret at all this season with everything that happened with her book and things like that?
You know, whatever it is that I was mistaken for, I apologize for. The reason I don't regret it is because in that moment when she was telling it at her story the first time, she said he was a good looking guy. And there's a lot that they cut out that you didn't see. She also said she loved older men. She always liked older men. And like, that was her thing. And, you know, this wasn't the first boss that she slept with. So it didn't seem like it was a big deal when she was talking about it. It was just like, you know, she was doing what she needed to do to keep her job. Mm-hmm. And when I say like, get ahead, like, it's not like she said that. She didn't say that. That's how I was interpreting it.
Yeah.
And I apologize for it. So I don't regret reacting to that because then she would have to regret the way that she portrayed the story. So mm-hmm. the way that she portrayed it the first time, that was my reaction and I stand by it. Mm-hmm. Once she told us in its entirety, in its context, then I apologize for it.
Right. Are you guys on good terms now too?
I mean, you know, we had reunion. So I think we all, at the end of the day, we all squashed whatever it is that we had, but mm-hmm. I'm not happy with her.
No. Yeah. Well, she told us recently in an interview that sometimes your social cues are off and that you don't really know sometimes how to read a room. What are you?
Yeah, but that's ridiculous. I mean, she tells me I'm not the poster child for a stay-at-home mom, yet she talks about how she sent her kids to sleepaway camp and spent her summers in the Hamptons. Mm-hmm. So who's really the poster child, sweetheart? I've never left my kids. So sometimes the things that she says, she needs to learn how to read the room. You don't talk about the environment. I'm talking about my live on my live. I do not shove it down your throat. You actually have to click a button to listen to what I have to say. And my delivery on my live is the same thing that she's doing on her podcasts. Mm-hmm. Her podcasts talk about what? Joey Fatone and his food trucks, plastic surgery do's and don'ts. Are we really reading the tone of the environment? Listen, honey, you want current events? Go to Eyewitness News. not to a housewives page. So that made no sense. How are you supposed to read the tone of the room when you're on an Instagram live? How are you supposed to read the tone of all your viewers? I'm assuming that since they're on my live, that these are housewives fans and they're not coming to me with what's going on with the pandemic or COVID-19. Like, don't tell me I don't know how to read the room when there's no room to read. Mm-hmm. And there was like what? All fucking 60. I'm sorry. Like 68 viewers on that live. Like, thank you, Margaret, for thinking I have that much of an impact on today's society, but I think not.
All right, before we wrap up, I want to do these quick rapid fire questions. Some housewives regrets. Okay. Right. First one. Is there a scene that you were sober for, but you wish you had been drunk?
Yes. At the Jersey Shore with the flying of the cheese that I did not understand one bit.
Is there a scene that you were drunk that you didn't remember it until it aired?
At the pool party. 100%.
Do you not remember anything from the pool party?
You know, after tequila pong, complete blur. No clue. No. I left my shoes there. Bill carried me out. And then like the next day we were filming, but didn't make the cut. We were filming somewhere shopping and Teresa's like, you left your Valentino wedges at my house. I was like, oh shit. I would have like been wondering like, where the hell did they go? Did somebody steal them from me?
I love that. Is there a fight that you wish you could go back and do over?
No.
No regrets. No. One moment that wasn't caught on camera that you wish fans got to see.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know if I should say it. You know, it's funny. At Jackie's do-over party, she was extremely nice to me. Really nice. Like out of the ordinary nice. And you know me, I'm like, I drink the Kool-Aid. If you're nice to me, I'm so nice back. And there was one point where she like, and she was being manipulative
One moment that you wish never aired.
Oh, maybe my pale white ass when Bill was carrying me out. Maybe that. Should have got a spray tan.
Is there an outfit that you ever regret?
Oh, so many in my first seasons, but we would need to do flashbacks for that one. My interview look, I'm wearing this like fuchsia hot pink thing and my makeup is all jacked and it was no bueno.
Do you ever regret any reunion moments?
If anything, I regret not talking more. Maybe my first reunion. Yeah, when Margaret was asking me about like a farmland and then she was like, it's a ranch. I should have said, it's a synonym is what it is.
Is there a moment that you wish you pulled the Bravo, Bravo, Bravo card?
No.
Never?
No.
And then
I'm the one that wants it on camera. I want it all. I don't want them to cut anything out. We should get 20 episodes and everybody should see everything.
And then are you having just as much fun as you had like season one? Are you ready to come back for another season?
I'm having more fun. If it gets more fun for me every year because I'm more and more confident in being who I am around these women. And, you know, I'm ready for my next season if they'll have me.
Definitely. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. That's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want some more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com where we've got you covered.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.